It's 21 minutes before 8 o'clock on Daybreak on CBC Radio 1 in Montreal on 88.5 and 104.7 FM. It is nice to have you with us as we start the week this Monday morning, 8th of August, back from the construction holiday. And we are talking a lot about the markets because they are so volatile. And that, at the end of the day, means a lot to everybody. It's just a question of when. So let's try and get a gauge of what is going on this morning. A lot of people were waiting with trepidation to see what was going to happen. Joining me in the Daybreak studio live this morning, Chris Reagan, professor of economics at McGill, formerly the special advisor to the governor of the Bank of Canada and senior advisor to the Minister of Finance. Chris Reagan, nice to see you again, and thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure to be here.
And Germain Belzile is director of research at the Montreal Economic Institute. He teaches at HEC. Germain, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
So can we start with this morning's news and the big political move, I guess the big banking move, is that the European Central Bank has announced that it will buy Italian and Spanish debt. That has brought bond yields down considerably, but markets are still down. Chris, how are you feeling? How are you reading this morning?
Well, the ECB announcement is a statement that it is going to be prepared to effectively help out those bond markets. The challenge in Europe right now is that if private investors, or let's say non-ECB investors, don't really want to hold those assets, then their prices will fall and their yields will spike. That makes the fiscal situation in those countries that much more difficult. And so if the ECB or some other official organization, but it's the ECB in this case, can actually jump in there and buy those bonds, then it will tend to lower the yields, which helps the governments. Fundamentally, however, it doesn't help the fundamental problem, which is we've got a bunch of countries there that have fiscal messes and no ECB participation.
And not very sparky growth either.
No, that's right. That's right. And so there's some fundamental fiscal adjustment, which is either tax increases or expenditure cuts or some combination of the two, that is going to be necessary. We've seen it, the beginnings of this in Greece, but it's going to happen in other countries as well.
Germain, how are you reading things this morning?
I agree with Professor Reagan, but I also believe that markets have been down for a week now because of the really slow growth rates all over the world. And this has not changed since last week.
But isn't this one of the central contradictions out there? Because markets are concerned about growth and the fact that there's very sluggish growth and maybe we're heading back into recession. And meanwhile, seem to be demanding austerity and cuts. But don't austerity and cuts lead to worse growth?
Well, yes, but not necessarily. You know, when we started cutting our deficits in 1993, we had more than 11% our unemployment rate was more than 11%. And in 2000, after the cutting, our unemployment rate was at 6.8%. So I don't believe that government putting their fiscal affairs in order has that big an effect on the economy.
One of the benefits that Canada had in that period was a booming U.S. economy.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So it was an ideal time for Canada to be fiscally consolidating. One of the challenges right now is that we've got many countries, much larger countries, including the United States, who need to go onto that fiscal consolidation track. And as you pointed out, it means reduced growth in the short run, but for the long run, it's necessary. And this is a real problem that the U.S. and the European economies are in now, is that for the next 6 months or 3 years, what we really need is some growth to reduce unemployment. And typically, that doesn't happen in the short run with fiscal consolidation. But for the longer term, we need those debts to come down. And so figuring out how to do both is extremely difficult.
But there are a lot of economists out there who argue that slashing spending, especially in the United States, is exactly the wrong thing to do. And as a matter of fact, when the U.S. debt ceiling conundrum was finally solved, the market seemed to go south precisely because they got a little bit spooked because growth was going to come down. So, I mean, is it the wrong message to have taken to go for spending cuts in a country that is barely coming out of recession.
Well, I believe they don't have any choice about that. Spending has gone up through the roof. Non-defense spending in the U.S., it's at an all-time high, and the deficit is huge. The interest-bearing debt was only 40% of GDP 2.5 years ago. It's more than 60% now, and it's headed for 75% before the next election. So it's not sustainable.
Can we talk about the downgrade Friday, late on Friday, that the S&P Standard & Poor's did with the U.S. long-term debt, taking it from AAA down to AA-? And they were the only bond rating agency to do that. It's been incredibly controversial this weekend, with a lot of people, including the Treasury Secretary, saying it was a, quote, stupid move. Other countries like France and Britain have the AAA, so do we in Canada. Did S&P do the right thing? I mean, this, after all, is the bond rating agency that gave subprime mortgage bundles AAA rating.
Well, which may be why they are taking a prudent view, or perhaps excessively prudent view now in U.S. government debt. The one person you probably don't want to listen to this is the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. When their bonds start getting downgraded and they stand up and say they've made a mistake, I think you can take that with more than a grain of salt. But I view this as a shot across the bow, I guess is the expression, that the U.S. government is not in a debt crisis situation. The U.S. government has less debt today as a fraction of GDP than Canada did in 1994. We had about 90% Fed plus provinces. The United States now has 68. Now, they have a much higher deficit, so they're adding to that debt much faster. So they're getting to that debt wall more quickly than we were back then. But we're not in a crisis situation yet. But as S&P pointed out, the political system in the United States seems to be unable to deal with this. And the shot across the bow, I think, is the statement that you have a debt problem, not a crisis, but you have a debt problem and you've got to think about it seriously. You know, maybe Moody's and Fitch will come through and do what S&P did. Maybe they won't. But if Geithner wants to ignore S&P, fine. You can play that game.
People are worried here in Montreal. People who have investments, especially equities, are worried. How worried do you think they should be?
Well, as Mr. Greenspan has pointed out last week, this may not have bottomed out yet. So stocks could still go down.
They're going down this morning.
Mm-hmm. They're going down this morning. I'm not surprised by that. But in the long run, stocks are still a good investment. You shouldn't invest in stock in the short run. In fact, if you're 30 years old and you plan to retire at 60, stocks are usually a good investment.
That's boiling it down to its simplest form. That's maybe the easiest way to say it. For the long term, fine, but in the short term, stocks
maybe not the place to be. That's right. We are in a period of tremendous volatility. The U.S. debt downgrade is only adding to what was already a volatile environment. If you don't like volatility, you shouldn't be invested anyway. And I exactly agree with Germain that it's a long run view. So in the long run, don't worry about it. But that's very difficult for most people to just ignore their monthly statements.
Okay, lastly to both of you, and fairly briefly if I could ask you, a lot of people were making a comparison to this weekend to what was happening in 2008, just before the Lehman collapse. Are we on the cusp of something truly awful again? How are you feeling in terms of your optimism, Germain? I'll start with you.
I'm not that pessimistic. We're not on the cusp of a financial crisis right now, except maybe that in Europe, some countries are in deep trouble right now, and maybe they will have to exit eventually the euro.
And Chris Reagan?
I guess I agree with that. One of the frustrating things being in Canada is that we are taking the effects of what's going on in Europe and in the United States. There's almost nothing that our policymakers can do here except keep our fingers crossed, basically.
I mean, none of this right now is good news for us.
No, but there's also nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, both of you, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate you coming in so early.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Chris Reagan, professor of economics at McGill University, former special advisor to the governor of the Bank of Canada. He also advised the finance minister here in Canada, and Germain Belzile, director of research at the Montreal Economic Institute. He teaches at HEC. Your thoughts always welcome. Daybreak at montreal.cbc.ca.